Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and today is Monday. And that means today is all about you. No matter where you are in the world, no matter what you are going through, I want you to know that it is okay, and that you are right where you are supposed to be. Take a deep breath. Relax and let the world slip away. Give yourself permission to make today all about you and let yourself be open to new inspirations. Welcome back to the show. This is For Self-Examination, and I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. Today is Monday. Probably not for you. And it's actually not Monday because I'm recording this on a Sunday and it is just beautiful outside. Spring is, I guess, here. I don't know what happened to winter, but that's gone. And I guess the Punxsutawney Phil, I don't know if any of you are Groundhog fans, but I guess Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. So it's going to be an early spring and apparently rare one because he saw it twice in a row this time, so that's awesome. Apparently, it's like a really good track record too, so that's pretty cool. But it is beautiful outside, so I do have my windows open in my home office, so you might get some kids playing outside. You might get a little wind or maybe some birds chirping. I can see my neighbor's dogs outside right now, if you get any of that, and it's an annoyance for you, I do apologize. But you know, maybe you might try to think of it as a way to close your eyes and relax and listen to the sounds of nature and of the city, and just kind of enjoy. You know, maybe you're inside right now and you're not able to get outside, and so you can kind of close your eyes and just have a listen to what you hear. This month has been a very interesting and wonderful, I think, podcast series on relationships. And really what it's been is a series on loneliness, I think, truly, which is kind of the antithesis of a relationship, right? We seek relation with others because usually we don't want to be alone. And that's an interesting part, I think, of the human condition, because it's something that we all share across the board. There is no human being that has ever existed that has been able to exist outside of human contact. You know, even people that get marooned on desert islands, right? They still crave the contact. And even people that don't like it, and maybe you're one of those people that, you know, maybe you're an introvert, maybe you are happy being alone. And believe me, I love some good alone time. But you still need and want some basic human interaction, you know. As children, we need our parents. As adults, we need friends and mentors and co-workers. We need people to do life with, you know. And the healthier and more grounded those relationships are, the more intentional they are, the healthier our life seems to be. You know, when we can find people to do life with, we seem to be happier people. You know, and think about in your own life, like, in times when you've been upset and unhappy, more often than not, I would venture to guess that you probably felt isolated or alone during that time period. Or maybe you were surrounded by people, right? And you can be the most popular kid in school and still feel alone. It's a feeling. It's not a state of reality, right? It's not governed by who's around you and who's not around you. It's governed by how you feel. So really that feeling of loneliness, I would venture to guess was probably present during those difficult moments in your life, and maybe not all the time, but oftentimes. You know, it seems that when we have close friends and family around us, the hard things, the difficult things about life seem a little bit easier to digest and process and push through, you know, and experience and allow those things to occur. So what we've been talking about this week, or this month, I keep saying week, and is relationships. And it's been a really cool series, I think. You know, we had our intro episode, and then the last 2 weeks we've had Amanda and Allison on, and they've been so wonderful. And you probably remember Amanda from the first part of season one, where we talked about technology, FOMO, you know, Snapchat and that kind of stuff. So we definitely talked more about that, but in the relational way, in a relational setting. So that's been very interesting. And Allison brought a great point of view into the conversation as well. And so I was very happy to have both of them on. And that was the first time we've ever had two therapists on the podcast at the same time. And the conversation was just so great. We just had them come back the next week. And so what we really did was kind of cut up the podcast into two parts, right? And the first part was about, you know, the professional experiences, professional counselors, what do they see with their clients? What are great things that we can do, tools, techniques, that sort of stuff. And then the second podcast, which was a very, very powerful one, one that I really, really enjoyed a lot, was a really personal experience for both of them in divorce and dating. And they both had some amazing stories. And so I do want to say thank you again to Amanda and Allison. That was so awesome having you on the show. And so, you know, here we are on the last episode. And you're always, just as a reminder, you're always free to send in questions or thoughts that you have. We love feedback. You know, send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com. If you like the Twitter, @TCG_Dallas. Would love to read your thoughts, answer questions you have right here on the show. So before we jump into the episode and kind of go any further, let's have a listen to this. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everyone. Put it on Twitter. We'd love it if you give us a 5-star rating and a review. We always love feedback. And then, of course, like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get yours. And as a reminder, Taylor Counseling Group is in the DFW area with offices from Dallas to Fort Worth and in Waxahachie as well. We are also now in the Houston and San Antonio areas as well. So if you or somebody you know might be interested in getting some counseling, feel free to give us a call, 214-530-0021. You can send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com, and you can look us up on the web at taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find us on Twitter as well, @TCG_Dallas. So if you need us, we're here, but if not, no worries. I just hope you enjoy the show. And we are back from our self-serving commercial. just so you guys know, I do this podcast for fun. We don't have any sponsors or do any like commercials or anything. And that's not really my intention. So I'm not really looking for that. I do it because I just, I love doing this. I love helping people. And we want to have this on the website just for our clients and other therapists and just people to have, you know, some access to know that, hey, we're all people. We all kind of struggle in similar ways. So why not just have it there for us all? Okay, so our last our episode of our series on relationships and what's really a series on loneliness this is the episode. So here we are. So for you, I hope you found the last three episodes helpful. I hope they've been enjoyable for you. And If you are, you know, somebody that's seeking therapy, and somebody that struggles with loneliness, I hope you've been able to kind of take some tools and tips and techniques away from those. And I hope they've been helpful for you. If they're not helpful, I'm sorry. We'll try to do better. Send us some feedback. And then for, you know, for any of you that are listening that are actually also therapists, because I know we have a little bit of a following with therapists now, I hope you found Allison and Amanda's stories very interesting and helpful, and I hope you know that you don't struggle alone, that we all are people, and we all struggle in similar ways, and we're all struggling together. And we're actually going to be doing a fun walk pretty soon, which I'm really excited about. And so it's going to be a really, really cool experience. It is for counseling, essentially. And the slogan we've come with is you don't have to walk alone. And so it's the 2020 Run Walk for Mental Health. It's a 5K. It is in Dallas, but also in every state. It's 50 states in 50 days. So they do, I guess, a state a day. So it's pretty cool. If you want to donate to our team or sign up and create your own team, you can do that at raceroster.com /events. And ours is our page is 27636, and I'll put that in the team notes or the show notes as well. But it's this idea, and we put together a team for counselors, for Taylor Counseling Group, but it's this idea that you don't have to walk alone, and we don't want you to have to walk alone. And so we all kind of struggle together, and I think it's so great to know that even when we feel alone and lonely, and you know, there's a big difference between alone and loneliness. But when we feel alone, you know, there are people who are willing to walk with you, that we don't have to walk alone. And that's such a powerful thing, especially when we're talking about relationships. So I hope you had a good Valentine's Day, by the way. If you did not, then I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. You know, if you feel even more alone, those can be difficult days. I know the commercial side of holidays can always be challenging. And so, you know, really, when we're talking about loneliness, we're talking about this state of isolation, of kind of cutting ourselves off from others. And it's usually, I think, harbored in a sense of rejection or maybe some kind of social avoidance or social awkwardness. I always, you know, believe that if people didn't want to talk to me, you know, it was because there was something wrong with me or I wasn't cool enough, you know, in high school or college. And so I would feel awkward around people, right? So I'd want to go sit alone. And then that loneliness kind of becomes a habit, right? And the more time we spend alone, the more we start to assume that other people dislike us. And we start to, you know, make inferences, and we start to make judgments on others and start to think like, well, this person is, they don't want to hang out with me. They're going to reject me for these reasons. And so we start to become our own worst enemies. You know, the fancy word for this is catastrophic thinking, right? So we just kind of get in this negative loop and keep making it worse and worse and worse. Until it just becomes catastrophic. And so we start to assume that people don't want to be around us. So we become more negative. And then thus it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then people don't want to be around us because we're so negative about people not wanting to be around us. So when we get into this state, it's really easy really easy to just kind of stay there and cut ourselves off from others. And it takes a lot of courage to decide, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to isolate myself. I'm gonna actively work to become more social, to develop more friendships, to try to find a relationship. You know, that's right for me. So it's very difficult and challenging, but you don't have to do it alone, right? You can always ask for help from friends and family. And if you don't like the help that they're offering, you can always try professional counseling and get some professional help, but you don't necessarily need to. You might just be able to make some small changes in your life to kind of help you start moving down the right path. And I think one of the big things a lot of people often feel is this sense of defeat. This sense of, you know, with this loneliness, we have shame. We often start to feel defeated. And then ultimately, we'll start to feel despair. And despair is a very scary emotion. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. But if you've ever felt this way, if you've ever felt lonely and isolated and felt shame and fear and grief and sadness and depression and despair, it is okay. You are not alone. And many others feel that way, even right now. And I would probably guess that some of the people that you know in your life, friends, family, that they feel that way right now. Co-workers, a boss, maybe, you know, superior in your life. You know, just because they put on a happy face and look well-dressed or put together doesn't mean that they are... you know, that they are perfect, that they do have a perfect life, right? Or if their Facebook page is just littered with happy photos, it doesn't always mean things are great. You know, I like to think of it as the feet in the sand photo. You know, if someone's on vacation and you get that photo of their feet in the sand with the beach behind it. That doesn't mean that they're having a great experience. You don't know what their flight was like. How much money they're paying for the vacation, if they can afford the vacation. You know, you have no idea what's going on. So it doesn't mean that just because the photo looks nice, that it's all perfect, right? So if you do find yourself feeling this way, it is okay. There are some really small, reasonable, digestible, realistic steps we can take. First and foremost is to accept that you're lonely. You got to accept it. You got to accept that there's a problem. You have to admit it. You have to say, I am unhappy being alone. Because if you refuse to admit that you're unhappy being alone, then we just live in denial. And we continue this cycle of grief and you know, pain and despair, right? So we have to have that admission. And I know it's kind of a scary thought to admit that I am afraid, that I am lonely. It's not an easy thing to do. I can only imagine how strong of a fear there must be there for some of you, for some of us. But that's okay. That is A-okay. The second thing we want to look at after we have this admission of isolation, that we feel like I am unhappy with my state and my relationships with friends, with my romantic relationships, with my family relationships. Once you admit it, and you're going to take a long look at what you're unhappy with. Do you need more friends? Do you want more friends? Do you want a romantic relationship? Do you want better connection with your family, with your cousins, niece, nephew, whatever? You know, do you need more of that in your life? Do you want more of that in your life? And maybe you don't, and that's okay. Maybe you're perfectly happy where you are. And in that case, that is fantastic. I'm very happy for you. Maybe you have a friend that's struggling, you know. Maybe you can be a better friend to that person, or at least try, right? So definitely take stock of that. Find that place to admit it. Empower yourself to want to change. And then next is be intentional about what you're going to do. And this is, we talked about this with Amanda and Allison, I think, in the last two episodes. That intentionality is so important. If we're not intentional with our actions, then we can often just kind of flop around, you know, like a fish out of water. And we don't always kind of land where we'd like, and we have no bearings and no values to keep us on the right course because we're just kind of hovering about. And a good example of what that would look like would be that you want a romantic relationship and you just get on Tinder or Coffee Meets Bagel. I think that's one. There's so many. Plenty of Fish. Let's see if I can name a bunch of them. eHarmony, Match.com, Tinder. No, I already said Tinder. The other one. The nice Tinder. I forget what it's called. Bumble. There it is, Bumble. So you get on Bumble or one of these other apps, and then you just kind of swipe around until you find somebody that you feel attracted to, and then you're like, hey, let's go on a date. That's not really being super intentional, right? So intentionality is all about thinking about what it is that you're looking for, taking stock of that, and then saying, okay, I would like to try to meet somebody new. Here's what I'm going to do to try to meet a person that I might, you know, feel like I'm going to achieve a strong relationship with. And so if your goal, if your hope is to find a life partner, you know, flipping around until you just find somebody who's attractive is probably not going to cut it, right? That's how we end up, you know, going down the wrong path, right? And so we don't want to do that. We want to be a little bit more intentional about what we're looking for. And so, you know, think about where you want to go and who you want to be with. You know, if it's friends, that's great too. You know, don't just become friends with everybody you find and tell them your life story. You know, we got to invest a little bit in friendships and find people. I think friendships are so difficult at this time in our life because as adults, as children, it's really easy because you just grow up next to other people your age and other kids your age, and you just develop interests together. And so then you become friends and you're like, hey, that's great. But as we get older, we already have our interests and our values and our ideologies and our worldviews are already ingrained in us. So it's a lot harder for those things to change or develop or to develop new ones. So we need to find people around us who share those things. And it just becomes a much more challenging experience. But it doesn't mean it's impossible. One of the things I know to caution people with is oversharing, right? If you're in that place where you're like, I really need to find a friend, and you meet somebody and you're like, I need a friend, I'm so lonely, that person might feel a little overwhelmed. And so they might kind of want to maybe not take that on at that time. But if we share appropriately and think about what our intentions are, I'd like somebody that I can say, like, you really like, I don't know, Star Trek movies, and you want to find somebody else that shares that hobby, you know, then look for somebody else that might enjoy those things, right? So admit that you're lonely or feel that loneliness. Be intentional about what you're going to do. Put a plan together. Be intentional. And then number two, and I think this one's a really kind of a struggle, especially in dating, but with friends as well, but especially in dating and relationships, is be happy with yourself. Yeah, that's a tough one. Just be happy with you. If you're not happy with you, you're going to find dating and friendships very, very hard. Very, very hard. If you don't like yourself, how can you ever expect anyone to like you, to love you? You know, if you don't love yourself, how can somebody else love you? It's, you make it impossible for them. And I'm not saying that you have to be perfect, you know, that you have to be a sculpted Greek god at the gym, or have a doctorate or make $1 million a year. No, you don't need any of that. None of that is required. To like yourself, to love yourself. All you need to do is just accept who you are and where you are. You can be unhappy with where you are and still love yourself. You can still say, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds and still have love for yourself. You can say, I don't like my job and still love yourself. You know, so be happy with you, who you are, and love yourself. And you don't have to be perfect at this, but be on the road to that. And that's going to help you a ton, because when we get into relationships and we start to get our needs met by another person, it's very easy for us to enmesh, and it's very easy for us to become victims and get manipulated and being taken advantage of because we have become dependent on this other person. We become codependent on this other person to meet our needs. And so we become afraid. If they leave us, we won't have those needs met anymore. So we got to be happy with who we are. If you're happy with who you are and you're in a relationship and it's not going the way you'd like, you know, a breakup can be painful, but it becomes extremely attainable and doable because you're not so afraid of being alone again. And you're not afraid of leaving that person because you are secure in who you are. And that does not mean at the perfect weight or the perfect body mass or appearance or grades in school or career or car or house or kids or none of that. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that you accept and love yourself the way you are. And the way you are does not have to be the way you want to be. That's perfectly okay to not love and like exactly where you are at this moment, to want to be somewhere else. But that does not stop you from loving who you are right now. And then saying, okay, I love who I am, but I'd like to be over here. I'd like to have this job and this income and this weight and this education and this skill, and that's perfectly fine, right? So if that kind of makes sense, my tangent here is helping. So one, admission, you know, admit to yourself that you feel lonely, that you are lonely. Two, be intentional with what you want to do. Make a plan and put it together and say, this is kind of what I want to do. Three, be happy with who you are. And then four, let's start doing new things. And this one is, I think, my favorite part of it, because I talked about this in the last episode, I think. I had a difficult time in my early 20s where I felt very alone. I was in grad school and my early mid-20s, and I saw a lot of people coupling up. And a lot of my friends were getting married, some of them already having children. And I started to feel, there's a lot of loneliness in my life for sure. And I was very focused on work and school, so it was fine, but definitely probably not making the most healthy choices for myself and for friendships and relationships. But I could definitely see myself, you know, not doing the things that I loved. And one of the things I really, really love is movies. Like, I love to go to the movies, you know, and I talked about this last week, I think, but I love to go to the movies, popcorn, the whole experience. I'm a big fan of Alamo Draft House. They're not paying me to say that. I wish they were. You know, so I'm a big fan of Alamo, a big fan of the cinematic experience of going to the movie. You know, a nice long 2-3 hour movie is awesome. Get some popcorn, peanut M&Ms, whatever, right? Maybe order dinner, drinks, you know, just a whole night of it, a great experience. Or daytime, you want to go to the matinee. So I really love that experience, and I couldn't find people to go to the movies with me for this extent of my life. Either they were having kids, and so they couldn't get out, or, you know, they were working or had school or class or homework or, you know, relationships or whatever. I just was having a really hard time. So I wasn't doing some of the stuff that I love to do. So I just kind of took it upon myself to try one day to try to do something different, which was go to the movies by myself. And if you listen to last week's episode, you know, hey, like that was a very anxiety-provoking experience for me. But at the end of it, it felt so liberating and wonderful that I just fell in love with this idea of going to the movies by myself. Now, I'd love to go to the movies by myself. The irony is that I'm married and have kids, and I can't do that anymore. So there was like this period of time in my life where I got to experience this very small period of time in my life where I got to experience the joy of being alone in a movie theater, and it was so amazing, and I'm probably never going to have that again. That's okay, but it was such a great experience, and that was because I pushed myself to do something new. And I'm not saying be reckless or do something big right away, but just try new things. If you've never tried a dating app, try one. Be intentional, but try one. If you've never gone to dinner by yourself, try it. You know. If you've never taken a long walk in a public park, you know, like Clyde Warren Park, say in Dallas or something, like go try it. You know, go do more things that you enjoy by yourself. And maybe there's some things out there that you don't know that you would enjoy, and you won't know until you find out, like maybe a cooking class or a mixology class. Those are popular now. You know, get some Groupons, get some stuff together, do more group things, group stretching, group yoga, group, cycling. I don't know. I guess it's called a spin class. I don't know. Anyways, just think of some stuff that you maybe wanted to do or would like to do or have never done, and just go and do it. Don't expect anything to change. Don't set yourself up for failure by thinking, okay, I'm going to go do this thing, and if it doesn't work, this podcast is useless, and I'm never going to change. Don't do that. That is a big no-no. That's a big red flag. Just say, I'm going to try this, and I'm not going to expect it to be any different. And then maybe you get surprised, but keep doing them over and over, and eventually, maybe over time, you might find yourself surprised. You might fall in love with yourself all over again, and you might meet some people that you find a really great addition to your life. And if you're in a relationship, and you feel lonely, that's okay. Still apply these steps, these tips, see what happens. So hopefully this will make you open to relationships if you're not in one, and hopefully help you to come full circle and accept your loneliness and develop a healthier relationship. And now I want to end the show a little different. In most episodes, we end with a tip of the day. Today I want to end with like a bit of a thought of mine. One of my favorite authors is Soren Kierkegaard, and he, founder of existential psychotherapy, which is what I practice, and I find him to be very inspirational. And one of his books is called Sickness Unto Death, and the sickness unto death is despair. When we fall into despair, it is a deep and darkening sickness that can root out and kill our soul. So if you find yourself sad and depressed and alone, do not give in to despair, for it is the sickness unto death. Give in to hope and love and faith, and fight for those things as long and as hard as you can. And if you find yourself in a sad, dark place, call someone. Ask for help. Let hope in. And you might find something very, very cool on the other side. That's all I got for you today. This is for self-examination. And I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. And remember, you're exactly where you're supposed to be.